Gimpy.
Yeah, Doc, yeah.
How much you think those Amadon pearls are worth?
Oh, the ones you just read me that piece in the paper about?
Yeah.
They're at least $500,000 if I kept them in my shop till they cooled off. But,
oh?
Yeah, what's the use of dreaming? Old man Mario has them in a safe place.
Yeah, well, after tonight, I'm going to have them.
You going after those pearls? Oh, Doc, you're crazy.
Gimpy.
Yeah.
Take a vitamin pill.
What do I want that for?
Good for your nerves.
Nothing wrong with me.
Relax, Gimpy.
I'm telling you,
getting those Amadon pearls will be a cinch.
Now, Gertie, you sure you got the setup?
Sure. Wasn't I made in that house for a week?
The safe is on the wall.
I know.
Under the portrait of old man Mario.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you know what we're after.
Of course I know. There's a story about them pearls in the paper tonight.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, Marcia. Maybe somebody else is after them Amadon pearls, huh?
Maybe, but we're the ones who are going to get them.
Blackie, you're taking an awful chance.
I have to, Mary.
Why?
The story about the Amadon pearls being in Mario's safe for tonight only is going to make a lot of crooks anxious to grab them. Mario won't call me, so I'll have to call on a safe.
But suppose you're caught.
I won't be.
Oh, now, how can you be sure?
Well, it'll be fun trying to match wits with whoever is looking to snatch those matched pearls.
It's smooth, 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 and you're sure it's pure.
That, my friends, was the voice of a man, an enthusiastic friend of CV, describing what he likes about champagne velvet. The beer with the million-dollar flavor. You, too, will find that CV is smooth from foam to finish. More than that, from your first sip of the rich, creamy foam that billows on top of your glass, right down to that last delicious drop, you'll find CV bright and sparkling, light and lively, with a clear, clean taste that makes you sure it's pure and stamps it as a beer of real premium quality. Premium quality that costs you no premium in price.
Yes, sir, it's smooth. Just as smooth, and you're sure it's pure. There is no finer beer.
Now back to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Okay, good. Here's the window. Open it, but easy.
Okay, Marcia.
Let's go.
Right with you.
Good thing we got a bright moon.
Yeah.
Don't have to worry about any lights.
Can see everything.
Yeah. Hey, there's the picture of old man Mario. The safe's underneath.
Right. Slide that picture away. Easy. You don't wake the whole house.
Oh, yeah, here's the safe.
Now, you know how to open it.
Sure, I know how to open it. But I better go upstairs and make sure old man Mario's sleeping.
Suppose he isn't.
You want the pearls, don't you? If he ain't sleeping, I'll make sure he will be. Permanently.
Mr. Mario! Mr. Mario, sir! Wake up, sir! Mr. Mario!
Well, what is it, Watson?
I found the safe open, sir, and the Amadon pearls are gone.
I know.
You what, sir?
I said I know. Now stop bothering me.
But, Mr. Mario,
Watson, you're... is anybody downstairs now?
Yes, sir. I called the police.
Watson, you're a fool!
Yes, sir.
Their feet stomping over my cashmere rugs, their fingers pawing my tapestries, upsetting my paintings. They have no appreciation for finer things. Get rid of them.
But, Mr. Mario, they want to talk to you.
I said get rid of them.
But the police...
What happened to the Amadon pearls is none of their business.
¶¶
anybody home?
Who wants to know?
Oh, Gimpy.
Yeah, you see you
behind that jeweler's case. Oh,
hey, Marcia Keegan, good to see you.
Same here.
Where's your sidekick, Gertie, huh?
I left her home.
What brings you down to this shop of mine, huh?
You're the best fence in town, ain't you?
Yeah, that's what they say.
I got one of the hottest pieces of merchandise in town, so I decided you and me are the logical ones to do business.
Yeah. What are you taking out of your bag there, huh?
A string of pearls.
Now, you ain't kidding me.
How much do you think they're worth?
I can't tell you offhand. Let me look, yeah.
Be careful how you handle
them. You're talking to Gimpy.
Why are you putting them in that water?
Ah, that's no water. I'm giving them an oil bath so I can tell whether they're real or phonies.
They're real, all right. Yeah. How much can you get from Gimpy?
I can buy better in a five and dime store.
Come to the Amadon pearls. Gertie and me did a job last night.
The Amadon pearls. Somebody's been giving you a routine, I tell you. They don't even look like the Amadons, and they're as phony as a lead quarter.
You're crazy.
Now, see for yourself how these pearls peel away after I take them out of the oil bath. A real pearl never does that. You know that.
By a no-good double-crossing...
Marcia, where are you going?
To see Gertie.
What about the pearls, huh?
It's phony. I could see that. What I want with them.
Hey, wait.
So long.
Okay, Doc. You can come out of the other room.
Right. So Marcia pulled the Amadon job last night.
What do you know?
That's a laugh.
Doc, I don't like the setup.
Yeah, well, I like it fine.
Yeah, but...
She saw the story in the paper, same as we did.
Yeah, I know.
I must have gotten there first. I got the Amadon pearl.
Well, I tell you, Doc, I don't like it.
Relax, Gimpy.
I'm here.
Take one of these pills.
Now, what good are they?
Sure, anything you got.
I'm all
right.
Yeah,
including a bad case of nerves.
I'm okay now. Yeah, let's see the pearls you got.
Well, now, that's more like the Gimpy I know.
Yeah, let's see.
There you are. Well, Gimpy, those are the Amadon pearls.
They look like them, but...
But what? Hey, where are you taking them?
Behind the cage to give them the oil test.
Well, don't try anything funny.
Why should I try anything funny? You want to sell them, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, so do I. Okay, now we can get a good look at them.
Hey, what is all this monkey business, Gimpy? You know that those are the Amadon pearls?
Yeah, take a look at them through the light.
Huh?
Yeah, they look like the Amadon pearls. But they're a duplicate set made of cultured pearls.
You're lying.
No, why should I lie?
Half a million
No,
bucks.
No, you're crazy.
But you're not getting away with it.
Put that gun away, Doc.
You
took
them pearls when you went behind that cage.
No!
Set off the burglar alarm. I gotta get out of here.
Hope I didn't get here too early, Blackie.
No, Mary. I was just going to call you, as a matter of fact.
Good.
I must have overslept.
You overslept? I didn't close my eyes all night. I expect the police to come breaking in at any moment.
Anything in the papers about the pearls?
No, but the radio had a news flash. Blackie.
Hmm?
Who were you afraid might steal the Amadon pearls before you got to them last night?
Well, there's a thief in town named Doc Singer. Why?
Oh, I'm just asking. What are you going to say to Mr. Mario when you return his pearls?
Nothing. Just show him how easy it was to steal them.
Oh.
Maybe now he'll keep them in his bank vault.
Can I take a look at them before
we
leave?
Oh, sure, Mary. Certainly.
Good.
I'd like to see them in the daylight myself. Here they are on the table just in this box. Yeah.
$500,000 worth of pearls.
Hey, just a minute.
Huh?
Let me get this over by the window.
Hey, what's the matter?
These aren't the Amadon pearls.
Oh, fine. Now what are you going
to
do?
Go to old man Mario and tell him what happened.
Well, he'll have you arrested.
Not when he knows that I'm the only one who can give Doc a dose of his own medicine.
Hello?
Hey, Gert.
Yeah?
Doc.
Oh.
Is it okay to talk?
Yeah, honey, Marcia ain't here.
Well, you won't want to talk to me when you hear what I got to tell you.
What happened?
I took the pearls to Gimpy.
Yeah?
He said they were phony.
What pearls?
The Amadon pearls.
When'd you get them?
Last night.
Oh.
What's the matter with you, Gert? Forget I was going for them last night, too?
No, but I told you that Marsh and me was going after them.
Yeah, I know. I was playing it two ways.
What do you mean?
I saw Marsha at Gimpy's and her pearls were phonies.
Yeah, I know it.
You what?
I got the Amadon pearls last night.
Are you sure?
Of course I'm sure. Wasn't my old man a jeweler?
Yeah. How come Marcia had those pearls?
There was a phony set in the safe we opened. I got the real ones.
Oh, hey, Gert, you're terrific.
Yeah, I know. But I like to hear you say it.
Oh, I'll tell you lots more. As soon as I make plans.
Well, hurry, Doc. I got lots to say to you.
Okay, break it up. Come on, out of the way. You two, that means you. Hey, Matthews.
Oh, Inspector Faraday.
Who did you find this time, Matthews?
Gimpy the fence. He owned a shop.
What killed him?
Medical examiner hasn't come yet. But Gimpy has two bullets over the heart.
That could be the cause of death, you know.
Yeah.
So this is Gimpy.
That's him.
What's he holding on to?
String of pearls. Found another set in the store.
Let's see these. Hey, don't you recognize them, Matthews?
Why, no, sir.
They're the Amadon pearls.
The ones that were stolen last night.
That's right.
Well, that's finding them in a hurry.
Yeah. I hope we do as well with Gimpy's killer.
Come in.
Mario?
Oh, you're Boston Blackie.
That's right.
Well, come closer so I can get a good look at you.
Look, Mario, I'm really sorry about your pearls.
Yes, I'm sure you are.
And I'd like to explain.
That you stole a phony set of the Amadon pearls?
Yes.
I saw you take them.
You what?
Come over here with me.
What's going on here, Mario?
Just let me slide this floor panel back. Go ahead. Take a look. What do you see?
I'll be darned. The library wall with the safe.
Right. I had quite a time watching all three of you steal three phony sets of pearls.
Three of us?
Yes. There were two girls. I couldn't see their faces, of course, but they came first, and then a tall, thin fellow.
Doc Singer.
Well, I don't know his name, and then there was you.
Mario, what's the idea behind this whole setup?
Look, Blackie, I knew that the Amadon pearls would tempt every thief in town.
Then why don't you put them in your bank vault?
Because then I get no enjoyment from them. Blackie, don't you appreciate perfect things? Like these Medici wine goblets made by a master.
Well,
these paintings done by...
Yes, yes, they're very interesting. But let's get back to the pearls.
Oh, yes, yes, the pearls. I wanted to see master thieves at work. So I gave out a story that the Amadon pearls would be in my downstairs safe.
I know, I read it.
I knew it would attract perfection in robbery. Mm-hmm. I wanted to see that. Do I make sense?
No.
Oh, that is your opinion.
Well, for the love of...
First, I had three duplicate sets of pearls made and placed them in three compartments in the safe.
Yeah.
I knew that no thief would take the time to examine them carefully in my house.
Oh.
Yes.
But what about the real Amadon pearls?
Oh, I have them in a safe outside this door. Would you like to see them?
Why, yes.
Come.
I certainly would like to get a look at the real Amadon.
Ah, yes, they're truly beautiful. Wait until you see them. They're right in this safe here. It's a very simple combination. Ah, there we are. And now I let you...
What's the matter?
Matter?
Yeah.
Everything's the matter. The Amadon pearls are gone.
Listen for just a few seconds to a man who knows good beer and who likes champagne velvet, the beer with the million-dollar flavor.
Bright and sparkling. Yes, sir. Light and lively. Yes, sir. Clear and clean. Yes, sir. There is no finer beer.
And that's a fact. Go where you will, pay what you will. No better beer than CV can be had at any price. No better beer than CV can be made at any cost. CV's famous formula provides for only the more costly premium quality materials. Then, CV's careful processing and controlled aging gives you a beer that you're sure is pure. CV's flavor will tell you all of that. You'll find it bright and sparkling from foam to finish, robust and full-flavored as a real honest-to-goodness beer should be. CV's flavor will tell you that you're enjoying a premium quality beer at no premium in price.
You're sure it's pure, and it's just as smooth.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Three people plan to steal the Amadon pearls, worth $500,000 from the Mario estate. All three, Doc Singer, Marcia Keegan, and Boston Blackie, discover that the pearls they've stolen are worthless. Boston Blackie confronts old man Mario and is told that Mario suspected the thieves might steal the Amadon necklace, so he substituted three worthless imitations in the safe. Blackie asks to see the real Amadon pearls, and when Mario looks for them, it's discovered that they are missing. As we return to our story, Inspector Faraday is on his way in to see Mario with the strand of pearls he found clutched in a dead man's hand.
Where are you taking me, Watson?
Right in here, Inspector. That's where Mr. Mario is.
Oh, my pearls! My
You can hit him now, Inspector.
Yeah, who can?
Oh, Watson, how could I have ever done such a thing? Who is that with you?
This is Inspector Faraday.
The police?
Homicide. I'd like to talk to you.
And I'd like to talk to you. My Amadon pearls were stolen.
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yes, but you don't understand.
Understand?
My pearls.
Just take it easy, Mr. Mario.
You say my Amadon pearls, priceless treasures of antiquity, impossible to replace. Mm-hmm. And you say take it easy.
Mario.
Inspector, have you no appreciation for the finer things?
Look, Mario, enough of enough.
Well,
I came up here to talk to you about a murder.
Murder?
Yeah. You recognize these?
Where did you get those pearls?
From a fence. A fence by the name of Gimpy.
From a fence?
He was dead, but he was holding these pearls in his hand. And he had this other set of pearls in back of his cage. Here, take a look at these two sets.
Well, if he died to protect these pearls, he was stupid.
Hmm?
Both strands of pearls you're holding are duplicates.
I know that.
Look, now, never mind how I know, but three people tried to steal my pearls last night.
Huh?
Yes, that's right. There were two girls, and then there was a tall, thin chap. Boston Blackie identified him as Doc Singer.
Blackie? Where does he come into this?
He was the third one who went after the pearls.
And you talked to him, you didn't call the police?
Blackie didn't steal the real pearls. In fact, he brought the ones that he took back. They were fake. He brought me a set. You brought me two sets. All three of them were imitations. Now, where are my Amadon pearls, Inspector? Where are they?
I'm glad you waited for me, Mary.
You better hurry, Blackie. From what you said, old man Mario is sure to tell the police about your part in it.
I'm just about ready, Mary.
Well, hurry up.
Let me get my hat and coat on, and we're off to see Doc Singer.
Are you sure he has the real pearls?
It's either Doc or the two girls, and Mario didn't get a look at the faces when they were working on the safe.
No.
Who's there?
Blackie, Sergeant Matthews. Faraday wants you down at headquarters.
Oh, Blackie, what do we do?
Gee, I can't be interrupted now. Mary, can you put your voice low?
Come on, Blackie, open up.
You mean imitate you?
Yeah, try it.
Blackie, it won't work.
Stop stalling, Blackie.
You'll give me a minute to get out the back way. Come on now, Mary. Try.
Well, okay, Blackie.
You gonna open up?
Wait a minute, Matthews.
You can't stand here all day.
Well, just a minute.
Hey, who's that talking?
I'm Blackie.
Oh, no, it's not. Come on, open up or I'll break the door down. Where's Blackie?
What's the matter, Matthews? Don't you recognize me?
Yeah?
Hey, Gert.
Oh, Doc, honey.
Yeah, safe to talk?
Yeah, Marcia ain't come back yet. She went to Gimpy's a couple hours ago.
Yeah, I know. But be careful when she gets back.
Oh, I can take care of myself. The trouble with her is she thinks I'm dumb or something.
Ah, baby, you're a genius.
Yeah, I know.
And I love you.
You too, honey.
Now, is everything set?
Yeah, everything.
All right, you got the real pearls?
Yeah, right with me.
Yeah, too bad I didn't know you grabbed the real ones before I killed Gimpy, but, well, never mind. You know where to meet me?
Yeah.
All right, I'll see you there in about 2 hours.
Yeah, 2 hours.
Just you and me.
Look, Marcia's coming back. I gotta hang up. Hello, Marcia.
Who's that on the phone?
Yeah, somebody got a wrong number.
Yeah, just like I got the wrong set of pearls.
What do you mean, the wrong set of pearls? What did Gimpy say? How much he give you?
A big fat nothing.
What do you mean?
Because those pearls were phony.
Phony?
Yeah.
He's lying.
No, Gertie. You're the one who's lying.
What did you do with the Amadon pearls?
I gave them to you as soon as I took them out of the safe.
You gave me a set of phonies. You knew where he kept the real set. You'd work for him as a maid, and you grabbed the real ones for yourself.
You're crazy. You see me every minute.
Did I?
Yeah.
You said you were going upstairs to make sure the old guy was asleep. Come on, Gertie. Hand them over
me
now.
Let me go. Shouldn't have hit me, Marcia.
I'll beat your brains out. Where are those pearls?
How'd I know?
You know, all right. Give them to
you
me.
You let me... I don't like for nobody to hit me. Reminds me of my old man. Now, you leave me alone, Marcia.
Will you tell me where those pearls are?
I tell you, I ain't got them. I told you not to hit me. Now you got me mad.
Why, you dumb double-crossing...
Marcia, I don't want to hurt you, but I got them. I got to use this lamp. Oh, long, Marcia.
Come on, open up, Doc. This is Blackie. Open up, Doc. I know you're in there.
The doc is out, but I'll be glad to take care of you, Blackie.
Well, Faraday, how are you, Inspectors? If I cared. So long.
Blackie, come back here.
What do you want me to do for you now? Solve another murder?
Come inside.
Okay. So I'm inside.
All right.
Now. Where's the body?
Down at the morgue.
Doc Singer is dead?
No, he skipped.
Then who's this corpse that you were talking about?
Gimpy.
Huh. The fence,
huh? Yeah. Why'd you kill him, Blackie?
Because he ran off with my wife and 48 kids. I was jealous.
Okay, Blackie. Nobody's here to appreciate your wisecracks.
You mean nobody's here, period.
Don't start talking like a genius. I know where you come into this.
That's more than I do. Tell me more.
You stole a phony set of the Amadon pearls thinking they were real.
So?
You and a couple of other operators pulled the same deal.
No, I'm...
Only somehow somebody got the real pearls.
Why, Faraday, who's been teaching you your business lately?
Nobody, Blackie. And nobody has to tell me that Gimpy was killed because of that phony switch.
Yeah.
Maybe by Doc Singer. Maybe not.
Why don't you ask Doc?
Because he isn't here. He cleared out.
Have you found anything to indicate where he might have gone?
I was doing that when you came in.
What'd you find?
Oh, a couple of hundred pill bottles, assorted sizes, shapes.
Oh, yeah, Doc is a real hypochondriac.
He is.
He's got to try every new medicine on the market. Well, come on, I'll help you look.
Well, thanks for nothing. I'm almost finished.
Have you checked this wastebasket near the desk yet?
Yeah, it's a couple of unpaid bills and a... empty box from one of his pills.
Oh, fine.
That's pretty good.
The police department's Edgar Guest. Is this the empty box?
Yeah.
Did you read the label?
Yeah, it must be one of those new drugs I never heard of before.
It's one of the latest discoveries in medicine, Faraday,
yeah,
and it's going to help us discover where Doc has gone. Yeah, there's something, isn't it? Always wanted to do this.
Put the bags down. There we are.
Well, good. We made it.
Yeah, hon.
Oh, baby, come here. Nobody can find us now.
Doc, honey.
Mm. That's it.
This is too good to be true. Just you and me. You know, I had a yen for you for months.
Yeah.
That's why I called you to tell you I'd crossed Marcia and lifted the real Amadon pearls.
Hey, yeah. Let's see the pearls, Gert.
Okay. Got them around my neck, under the collar of my blouse.
You sure we're smart, Gert.
You know, Doc, you could have knocked me over with a fender when I seen them pearls Marcia got. Only I already had the real ones, so I knew those was phony.
Yeah, yeah. I lifted a phony set, too. Oh, man, Mario was playing games, I suppose. I wonder why.
I'd be glad to tell you what happened, Doc.
Marshal Blackie.
And Inspector Faraday. I'm available, too.
Hello, Doc. Been taking any pills lately?
What?
Oh, I see you've got what I'm looking for. I'll take those pearls you're holding.
Wait a minute.
Doc, don't stand there. Do something.
He can't, sister. Oh, I'd like to see him try.
Yes, I will. I'm getting out of here.
Have him, Blackie.
Let's go. Let's go.
What's your rush, Doc? What's your rush? Yes. We got things to talk about.
Let go of my arms. I got nothing to say to you.
Oh, yes, you have. We'd like your prescription for murder.
You got nothing on me.
Nothing except breaking and entering and stealing the Amadon pearls.
Oh, you got me wrong. I didn't steal them. Gert here was
why,
the one.
Why, you no good skunk. You had to rat. You couldn't stand up like a man.
Shut up, Gert.
I'll have plenty to say later.
Oh? Hey, how did you ever find out I was on this boat?
You have quite a collection of pills, don't you?
What about it?
Recognize this empty box?
Now, where did you get that?
In your apartment, the waste paper basket. And it contained one of the latest seasick remedies. So I knew you were thinking of taking a boat trip.
Oh, well, I get it. Very brilliant. But how did you know I was on this boat?
It's the only one sailing today.
Okay, Doc, let's go.
Huh?
You too, Gert, or whatever your name is.
I get lost.
What?
Come on, Doc.
Yeah, yeah.
You went after a string of pearls and wound up with a rope around your neck.
If you want a beer with flavor, a flavor that's delightfully different, try the million-dollar flavor of Champagne Velvet Beer. It's just as smooth.
Now, there's a suggestion for the person who has yet to try Champagne Velvet. You'll find CV to be the smoothest, most mellow beer you ever tasted. More than that, you'll like its brightness, its sparkle, and the clear, clean taste that makes you sure it's pure. In addition, you'll enjoy the rich, robust, and full-bodied flavor that proves CV's premium quality. Premium quality that is yours to enjoy at no premium in price. That's why our enthusiastic friend says,
try it. Just try CV and you'll agree there is no finer beer. You're sure it's pure. And it's just as smooth, just as smooth.
And now, here's a glimpse of what happens in next week's Boston Blackie Adventure.
That opened it.
Hello, Jojo. Oh,
Blackie.
You're losing your touch.
What do you mean?
I've been listening to you pick my lock for the last 5 minutes. It's been open all the time.
What?
What are you looking for, trouble?
I got plenty of that. I want to talk to you.
So you pick my lock and try sneaking into my apartment. Now beat it.
Blackie, for the love of Pete, don't chase me out of here. Somebody's going
to
kill me.
They've been trying to do that for a long time, haven't they? Maybe this time they'll make good.
But this is no time for kidding. I don't want to die. You're the only one who can stop it.
Look, Jojo, it's late and I'm tired. Now, will you go to the cops?
The cops with my record?
That's what I said.
Blackie, they won't listen to me. That's why I come to you. You got to stop him. He's going to kill me.
Who's going to kill you?
The Duke. Duke Bronson.
Look, Jojo, if this is your idea of a big joke, you can take
Blackie, this is on the square. I saw Duke Bronson an hour ago.
You saw the Duke an hour ago?
Yeah, I was walking down Main Street when I saw him. Duke didn't see me, but I know he's looking for me.
Wait a minute. You say you saw the Duke on Main Street?
That's right, Blackie. I saw him clear as day. I saw him, I tell you.
And I tell you, that's impossible.
Well, what do you
Duke
mean?
Duke is safe in jail.
What?
His only problem is killing time, not killing you.